This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers had 10 players catch at least one pass from quarterback Jordan Love on Sunday. Tucker Kraft led the way, of course, with 7 catches, 143 yards, and 2 touchdowns. His 30 receptions for 469 yards in a 15.6 yard per catch average with 6 touchdowns are all team highs. But could that cause issues in the wide receiver room?
I know it can be frustrating for these guys. Look how far Tuck's come. I mean, would it take him like 8 games before he got his first reception his rookie year? So you just never know.
Coach Matt LaFleur said they have intentions of getting the ball to certain receivers more, but it doesn't always work that way.
A lot of times you can't dictate what coverages teams are going to play, and that certainly dictates where the ball is going to end up going.
Speaking of Tucker Kraft, it won't be long before he gets paid. I'll have more on that after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Tucker Kraft is in his third NFL season and is under contract through 2026. But after this year, he'll be eligible for a contract extension. He's set to earn $1.5 million next year, with a performance escalator likely to take that number in the $4 million range. When Kraft signs his next deal, it'll likely make him the highest paid player at his position and be worth at least $20 million a season. More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.